Hello?
Hi, Miguel. It's Needy Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you've probably been pretty busy, so I was just wanting to follow up with you. You know, we were talking about the first stage placement, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to check in. How are things going right now for you?
It's okay. You know, up and down.
Poco a poco.
You know, so,
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does something like this, I mean, does it still interest you or? Porque yo sé que, I know that you were having issues with your bank, right? Because what happened earlier in the year, you know?
We're still dealing, you know, we just
really?
Gotta.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, we still, wow. I think we opened a different account with different banks.
Uh-huh.
But we're still dealing with the strip of the bank. It's been like,
oh my gosh,
nightmare.
I was, yeah. Eso es lo que iba a decir, me imagino, right? That it's been a nightmare. Porque eso pasó como in December, right? The issue with someone giving you a bad check, and then I know you said it had frozen your account. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy gave me a check for like literally like $85,000. So then it's a big deal. So what happened is I deposited the check.
Right.
And so when I checked my account, it was like, what happened? It's no check in there. So I called the bank and they said, well, that check returns to the company because you have, you know, like fraud case. I'm like, what are you talking about? They said, yeah, somebody literally, you know, take your money out.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You know, like, literally,
yeah.
It was no balance at all.
So
when I went, you know, check, suddenly someone take and went to my, I don't know how, you know, they went to my bank account and take, you know, thousands, like everything we make a year.
Yeah.
So then,
how did you do that without having like your account information?
So what happened is, you know, like I sometimes, you know, pay my people on, you know, like direct deposit and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So someone went into my account, like a hacker.
Oh no.
So, like, a hacker went into my account and, you know, literally got all my social security, you know, all my bank information and stuff. And obviously, you know, they said that they clown, you know, account with my name, but different signature. It was a big deal. It was like crazy. So
yeah, oh my gosh.
I have to go
terrible.
To the bank, and obviously, you know, like at the bank is responsible because I'm like, okay, so who's these people? Where they take the money? It was like, you know, from different states, you know.
Oh my God.
Then now PNC changed, you know, the rules on all the banking that, you know, it's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
One thing after another. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So now with your marketing, I mean, well, where are you getting a lot of your work from now, Miguel?
Word of mouth.
Is it more like word of mouth? That's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yanni estás usando, you're not using the Home Advisor Angie's listing anymore?
No.
Okay.
Wasting my time on it.
Yeah. The leads?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a tough program porque you're sharing the leads, right?
Mm-hmm.
With your competitors. So it makes it a little tough when you're, you know, competing against others.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like a program that we offer, I mean, is it still something that would interest you, or are you just kind of like fine with where you're at?
So what do you guys do?
So basically what we do, Miguel, is we get you on the first page of Google. You know, when you do a search on Google, como le sale the map with the little red dots, and then you got the businesses listed right below it. So what we do is that. We call it SEO. So basically, any time that someone's searching your services on Google, they don't need to know your company by name. They're going to find you by the services that you offer. So if they're looking for interior painting, exterior painting, painting contractor, or any other services that you offer is how they find your company listed there. Excuse me. And then they call you directly. So that's how it works. So the package that I was offering you, it just doesn't put you on the first page of Google. It will also get you listed on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google.
Mm-hmm.
We submit you, you know how you have your Yelp page? We will brand your Yelp page so that way people see your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
And then we also, I didn't see a website for you. You don't have one, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we would create a website for you so we can showcase your work. We write a biography about your company, and then we attach that website where you're listed, and then we cover also Facebook advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever someone does a search on Google for your service and then they go to their Facebook page, Miguel, they're going to see your Facebook ad come up, and that's going to also help you reach more new customers. And then we cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone is using, you know, their iPhone, Android or tablet, they can also find you listed on the first page. Okay?
Yeah.
So this package, I was offering it to you at a discounted rate. It's $299 a month. That's a flat rate. Tarifa fija. Okay? And then it's a one-time $99 setup fee. So for you to start it, today it would be $398, and then every monthly after that is $299 a month. Direct calls will go to you from the potential customers that are looking up your services. In fact, you know, I don't know if this is yours, but I did see a profile on Google, but it shows a phone number, let me see, 313-768-4587.
That's my old phone.
That's your old phone. Okay. So we would have to update that phone number. So that way people are calling the right number, right? So you have a profile on Google, no más que, you know, it's got your old number on there. So that has to be updated. But this would be the package, you know, that I would recommend for you. I mean, even to get started with. You know, when you start generating more business, okay, then, Miguel, you always have room to to upgrade, right? And your Facebook page, también, it has the old phone number. But, wow, you do beautiful work. I'm looking at this. It looks like it was a barn, I think.
Mm-hmm, the barn.
Yeah, pretty work.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Very clean and crisp. And you paint fences también, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Yeah, really good job on that. So I know too, when we had talked, you know, you mentioned that I guess I would say like this, right? With your Facebook page and with that Google business profile, because you have the wrong number on there, you're missing opportunities because the number's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be getting a whole lot more business by having that phone number corrected. And that's what we would do. We would go in and correct all of that. Because it's basically okay. like an unknown number to people who are seeing it. Who knows where that yeah. number's routing them to?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, Miguel, as I mentioned, you know, and again, this is going to increase your calls, right? Like I said, they'll come directly to you. How far are you typically targeting for the new customer right now?
All over the place.
Okay. Do you have yeah. specific areas, like, you like to target, like, areas where you know that there's a higher-end income? Because I feel like the work that you do is higher-end work.
yeah.
You know?
So, no, I'm not, you know.
You're not picky?
I'm not picky at all.
Wherever the work's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what we can do is help you get found in the areas that you target, especially with, you know, the targeted type of clientele.
Yeah.
And it's a monthly program, Miguel. I mean, I
yeah.
think because this is a month program, you know, you pay monthly. Of course, we'll ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. I think it's
mm-hmm.
something you would want to take advantage of. Let's get this corrected and give us a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
So let me,
right?
Yes. So let's do this. So I'm in the process on, you know, like I say, you know, getting another bank account. Actually, I'm just walking through the bank.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Let's see. I'm hoping to get everything, you know, good and running in probably another week, to be honest.
Mm.
You know. So,
okay.
Just to be safe, you know. Let me see, maybe not this Monday, but the following Monday. If you want to call me, you know, I'm sure by that time I should have my bank account good and running.
Okay. Well, I know that we've been talking for months now. Could I ask you, Miguel, because I want to address anything at all that might concern you. Is there anything else other than your, you know, and I'm so sorry again with your bank account issues from December that are still affecting you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else from what I'm offering you would hold you back? Is it a trust issue? Is it pricing? Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I guess, like, what is holding me, you know, it's my bank account. That's the whole issue right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But as soon as I fix that, you know, we can, because you're right, you know, probably people try to reach me, and if it's a
yeah.
number, you know.
Like right now, especially right
yeah.
now, they're trying to reach you, and literally they're not going to get to you. So to them, that can seem like it's a business that's already closed. You're losing a book of business that is going to be finding you on Google. What if I could do this? What if I could get down your costs for you? Like, you know, waive that setup fee. Okay. What if I can get my manager to, I mean, if I can get your rate lowered for you, would that help you to give this a shot today?
Like, not today. Cause like I say, you know,
okay.
I,
okay. No, that's
yeah,
fair. That's totally fair. Okay.
You know, because
all right.
the only thing is the bank account is that problem. You know,
okay.
so.
Okay.
I would love to, you know, but.
Okay.
I don't, you know.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
But.
I will try to follow up with you again, you know, a week from this coming Monday. I mean, hopefully
yes.
you got things resolved because this is really affecting your business.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, we should be good on next, you know, not this
okay.
Monday, but the following Monday.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.